Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I get a whole thing about that.
Well, I agree with you, Phil. I think the media has dropped the ball in the most egregious way.
All right, Larry Grover joins us here, and we were just talking off the air about the Muhammad cartoon. But Larry is a chairman of the Conservatives of Kern County. I'm sure you guys have been monitoring that situation. But I want to ask you about your new enterprise called Date Night Debits. It's an interesting thing, and it was born of your becoming single, wasn't it?
It was, Phil. It's an idea that I've been kicking around for a while since I first got back to dating. I was married for 15 years, so like a lot of people who are back out in the dating world, I found it a little scary sometimes, and other times a waste of time and so forth. Date Night Debit is a way to have a little bit of fun with the whole idea of dating and at the same time address a concern that I think a lot of people have. We have an economy that goes through its usual roller coaster ride. How can two adults enjoy themselves and not make it too something that's too costly or a waste of a night?
Now, all right, tell us how it works.
Well, it works. Date Night Debit, Phil, starts off with a premise that the man is going to be the primary source of money for the date and that there is an expenditure. And the other part of the premise is he's glad to be with his young lady or the young woman that he's with. So we start from that premise that he wants to go out and have a good time and that he will be the primary economic source for whatever it is that they're doing that night. Date Night Debit is a very simple process. There is an introductory card that the gentleman presents to the lady at the beginning of the date, and he gives it to her along with either a beautiful long-stemmed peach rose or a corsage. On the card that she receives is a raised in gold lettering greeting with the gentleman's name on it, and it has a figure of what he estimates the evening's expenses are going to be, and it has a promissory memo checkbox. He asks the lady to simply initial a box, and they're off for the evening. Now, the memo checkbox, Phil, to anticipate your question, is where the young lady assigns a promissory that should the evening not fulfill either of their expectations, if the evening is not what they expected.
In other words,
If they didn't hit it off, exactly, she extends the promissory that she will refund the gentleman 70% of the evening's expenses. And the reason why we make it 70%, Phil, is because in the course of an evening, if the gentleman's dissatisfied or the lady's dissatisfied, the expense is still coming out of the gentleman's pocket. So he bears the cost regardless of who is not happy or both. We make it 70% instead of, for instance, 100%, because in the event, it is the lady who is not satisfied with the evening's date. She's not bearing the entire cost, but she still acknowledges the gentleman was bearing the entire expense. So it's eminently fair, and it's done in a very classy way, in a way that two people dating in the modern world can deal with the business end of it.
Well, what this is a guarantee that the gentleman is going to recoup some of the money that he spent on the date if it wasn't an enjoyable evening.
That is exactly right.
All right, I have a lot of questions about this. How is this working out for you as a business?
Well, so far we're doing a very good business. We started in a test market in Austin, Texas. We had 100% return business.
How do you make your money?
We provide the rose and the introductory card. We also act as the collection arm at a cost of 5% over the collection amount. So if the individual gets a 70% refund for the evening and provides us our 5% on top of that, we think it's reasonable. Most dining establishments are now asking up to 20% as a gratuity. It's getting more expensive. We think 5% is fair in recouping the majority of the cost of the evening that you might have spent looking at her and listening to her and not finding her the least bit interesting. We will collect.
All right, Larry, I got to tell you, I'm talking with Larry Grover, Date Night Debit. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's a revolutionary business whereby two people at the beginning of the date make an agreement that the man will be refunded 70% of the cost of the evening if either of them do not enjoy the evening. Now, it's decidedly skewed, Larry, toward being a service for men, and yet you claim it isn't.
No, it really isn't.
How so?
Well, if you think about it, the reason why many men ask women out on successive dates, that is, ask women out on more than one date, is that in the hope that somehow the investment of time and money is eventually going to bear fruit with a young lady, by making it evident at the beginning of their first date that there will be some recompense should the evening not be as successful as they hoped, The odds that this man will call her back for another date reduced to almost a negligible margin, so she doesn't have the concern herself with this guy calling again for another date. Although we do have from time to time clients who have gotten a refund on the date, but they decide to try it again.
So the guys call her back or ask for a second date?
Sometimes, yes.
And engage in the same signing of a promissory to refund the money?
They do, because hope, Phil, as they say, springs eternal, that if he was not taken with her the first time, maybe wearing her hair another way, getting into something a little bit more attractive, he wants to pay, you know, maybe a little more attention to her, but it's rare.
All right, you also said that you act as the collection arm. Now, I want to ask you a question here. If the man gets this girl to sign a promissory card at the beginning of the date that if he didn't enjoy himself or she didn't, he'll get 70% of his money back from her, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, now, so in other words, you have to collect this if she doesn't pay?
We do, yeah.
Now, how is that done, if you don't mind me asking that?
Well, we take the address of the young lady. If she's not fulfilled her promissory to refund 70%, we will make a phone call reminding her she owes the amount. If the amount is delinquent to any extent, then we certainly feel we need to be more aggressive. It's nothing that entails any. If we have an address, you can arrange to meet her and get the payment then. We try to make the payment for a later hour because it adds a sense of emphasis when you're coming to someone's home at 11 o'clock to collect a delinquent debt. It gives them pause. But we don't really anticipate that. What we're trying to do is make the date not only enjoyable, but not make it a complete waste of time for the man who put the money out there. Also give her an opportunity to recognize that she doesn't have to pay all of it if he's disappointed with her or she's disappointed with him.
But ultimately, the woman... Now, if a guy shows up at the door to pick up a woman, and he has bought your service, which is this date night debit, and she decides she doesn't want to sign the card...
Well, then we advise our client that you have to thank the young lady for her time. You turn around, you get back in your car.
And you leave without her?
You have to, yes. Unless, of course, you want to waste your money. I mean, he's already paid us... the $35 initiation fee, which gets you the rose, the corsage, the introductory card, and also purchases our service as a collection arm. Now, he'll be at $35, which I guess is not that big of an expense, but if she does not sign that promissory note, then we advise that he does turn around and immediately leave, because there's no way that he's going to be able to collect that money from her unless she does.
It's very difficult for me to imagine a woman who is expecting to see a man show up at the door to take her out for an evening. He gives her a rose, which I can understand that, or a corsage, and I imagine the rose and the corsage is meant to disarm her.
No, it's an honest expression of gratitude and friendship, Phil. It's got nothing to do with that.
Well, is he giving her the rose and then the card that says, please initial this, you agree to pay 70% of the expenses if we don't have a good time?
Well, I don't know. We advise that, yes, because you give her the rose, you give her the corsage, she's flattered, and then you give her the card. It's gold embossed. It's beautiful raised lettering. It has his name. It says, hello, I'm, whatever his name is. Thank you. It'll be a pleasure being with you this evening. Would you please initial this box? And it describes on the back of the card what that means, that in initialing the promissory, you agree to pay up to 70% of the evening's expense should the young man find you not the best company. And then, of course, if need be, we do collect.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover joins us with a company called Date Night Debit, in which a man shows up at the door of the woman and gives her a card. She signs an agreement to pay back 70% of the date's expenses if they don't have a good time. And if she doesn't pay or is late in paying, then you guys act as the collection arm. Now, you said something I found interesting. You said that if she is continually delinquent, you make a late night...
No. What I meant was, Phil, if just calling her on the phone doesn't work and getting her to pay her obligation, then we make an appointment to visit her at her home and collect it there. And the only reason I say late night is we make the appointment for 10 or 11 o'clock at night, because when you make a late appointment, as I said, it gives a little more urgency. I don't think too many people want to transact business at 11 o'clock at night. And so they're going to...
Is there kind of an inherent threat in that, though?
No, I don't think so.
Because when I think of somebody showing up at my house at 11 o'clock at night to collect money, it doesn't feel...
No, not at all. It's simply a way of emphasizing that the money is owed and it needs to be paid. And, you know, we don't want to have a lot of discussion about it. But the point that we're trying to make, and the point that Date Night Debit is trying to make, is we've got an awful lot of men who have told us that the money that they've wasted, and I don't mean wasted, but the money that they've spent on dates that have proven to be less than satisfactory can run into the thousands of dollars over the course of a year. And it's squeezing the life out of this the young adult market in terms of capital that they can use for other things. And so we're trying to ensure that that money can recirculate, and you're not just dropping it on some woman who is not it's going to be a waste of time, or however you want to look at it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Date Night Debit with Larry Grover. He said the test markets, it's worked out very, very good. Basically, what you do is you buy their service, and that is, their service is to collect 70% of the night's expense from the woman if you did not have a good time. But you have to make sure that she signs the promissory, which is in a card that you give to her, along with a rose and a corsage at the beginning of the date. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Larry Grover joins us from, I was going to say conservative Kern County. You aren't working with them these days, are you, Larry? I mean, not in the formal way they did.
As you mentioned, we were looking at the news of the situation in the Middle East vis-a-vis these cartoons from Denmark. But right now, most of what we're trying to do is get Hillary Clinton defeated in New York State, and I think we've got a very good chance of that.
Let's get back to Date Night Debit. Women who go out with men want to and expect to be treated for the evening, either to dinner to whatever it is that they're going to do. The man is expected to pay.
Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. When you say that she signs a promissory card agreeing to give him 70% of his money back if he doesn't enjoy the evening, what are you saying exactly? Are you saying now men should get their money back?
Well, Phil, we've got prenuptial agreements for marriage. This is, if you will, a prenuptial for dating. It simply says you agree that if the night doesn't go the way I had hoped it would for both of us, that you will pay not 100%, but 70% of the money back. And that ensures two things. Number one, that it's not a complete loss for the gentleman. And number two, for the lady, once he gets his money back, there is less of a chance that he's going to keep calling her and bothering her if she doesn't want to go out with the guy again. Most of the time when guys are calling women for a second or a third date, Phil, it's to, and you understand this, a lot of men understand it, women don't understand it, it's to try and, get their, if you will, get their money's worth, or get, if they had a bad time the first date, they ask her out again because they've already lost, it could be a couple of $100 on the first date, they're trying to get the money back. What we're trying to do is avoid that. The promissory, she pays it. We collect it, no problem.
I don't know if I'd agree with most guys call women back two and three times to get their money back, but...
Well, we have found that has been the case with most guys. They will call a woman back because they've already, they've already invested $300 in one dinner, and
I'm not sure I know what you mean by it wasn't sad. Are you talking about sex?
It's whatever he is expecting.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover with Date Night Debit. Here is Suzanne. Suzanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think this whole business idea is, for me personally, really, really insulting. I mean, if a guy showed up at my door to take me out, and then he's saying, well, here's my money, here's my guarantee of getting at least something back if I don't like you.
Well,
I don't
presenting
know if anybody...
you, Suzanne, with a beautiful flower, a corsage, and it's simply, it's a beautiful gold embossed card. It's like a card that anyone would give another. Here, this is my name. You know, in the old days, that's the way men introduced themselves to ladies. They presented a card.
Yeah, but how many men actually come to the door and say, hey, if I don't like you, I'm going to get 70% of my money back?
Well, that's not what he's saying. It's simply a box that you initial. No words need to be exchanged. He simply indicates the box with a pen. You initial it, and you're off for the evening for an enjoyable evening.
Well, I don't know how enjoyable it would be if you're required to sign this box.
I would just
close the door and say next. I mean, I think it's really insulting. I mean, I'm not talking about...
I'm sure you understand that if you sign that box, it means... This is good for you, Nicole, because it means that you are only liable to pay up to 70%, not 100%. And it means as well that it's less likely that he's going to be calling you back and asking for another date, and you can move on to the next guy.
Yeah, but
because
that's not my point.
Because he's gotten his money back.
But that's not my point. What I'm saying is if this guy isn't going to... spend the money to take me out on one date. I'm not talking about some place where he has to spend hundreds of dollars. My God, it could even be taking me to a coffee house to get to know me better for all I care.
Right.
You know, but just the premise that this guy may or may not get money back depending on whether or not he likes me.
Well, if it's a coffee house, it's not a terrible. In other words, if he says, Suzanne, would you like to go to a coffee house? Let's have coffee. And he comes to the door, he presents you with the promissory. What are you going to be like? What's two cups of coffee? It's no more than $10. So you're only liable for up to $7, which means you don't have to hear from the guy again. And he's not out, he's not out a whole 10. He's only out $3.
Right, I understand.
Wait a minute. I want to jump in. So he's out $3. So
yeah.
What?
Well, look at Phil.
Wait, let me just say something. Are you saying that?
The research we've done shows these guys, you know, they don't want to just put money out and suddenly, okay, I put money out, now what do I get?
Well, see, I don't think you can make that general statement for all men. I don't think that all men are expecting something, even if they buy me a coffee at Starbucks for $5.
Okay.
I think that...
What does the okay mean?
I think women are very strong these days, and they have no problem. There's not a fear, oh, if this guy calls me, what am I going to do?
What if you don't have a good time? And he hasn't had a good time, but now he's got an investment of $10. Now he wants to recoup that. So he's going to call you again.
You mean to say that the man's going to...
really going
to
want their $10? Aren't they just going to walk away?
The research we've done...
The women aren't going to be worried about whether or not they're going to call back.
The
women can say, don't call me.
More and more men are very concerned about their disposable income these days, and they don't want to throw money away on some broad, I didn't mean to say broad, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was a woman who...
Well, right there is kind of an indication here, Larry, that...
Exactly.
You know,
I apologize. I apologize. I'm simply saying, you go out on a date, there are certain expectations. At the end of the night, you drop her off, you've just put $300 out to feed her, and what do you got?
But why do you have to spend $300? You don't have to spend $300 on a date.
Well, you try to sweep a lady off her feet. You take her to a beautiful place. You pull a chair out for her. Maybe you've invested in a course, whatever. And, so you put $300 worth of food into her, and you go home and start getting ice packs out of the... You know what I'm saying. I don't think I need to...
Keep in mind you're talking to a lady here, okay?
We don't mean to be insulting, Suzanne. We're trying to make this as painless as possible.
You get a beautiful rose,
and a beautiful corsage, and all we ask is that you initial the box and pay on time if he didn't have a good time.
I think, like I said, for me, if a guy came with a card like that, I'd be like, what, you don't think I'm worth $100 or $75 or whatever it might
be? Maybe you are. Maybe he won't ask for the money. Maybe he'll have a great time. But what if you aren't worth it?
The point is, well, I want to cover my you-know-what if this...
Well, Suzanne, I'm sure you
understand.
If you say you're worth it, then you're worth it, and I'm sure he'll have a good time. But let's just say, in the off chance, you're not worth it. You're saying he doesn't get to have his money back. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think it should
well,
even
I think
be...
It, I think it's pretty selfish. And I,
well, what, I don't know of any... All right, Suzanne, thanks for... I don't know of any... Well... I just don't know of any protocol that says, hey, I didn't have a good time, let me have my money back.
We are trying to save the young man of today, his disposable income. He spends it on some gash.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's been my experience.
But if a man is paying for the date, and at the end of the night he says, you know, I really didn't have... when does he actually tell her, or does he call you?
What are you referring to, Phil? When he gets compensated?
Yeah, if he wants 70% back, if he decides I haven't had a good night, this hasn't been a good date.
Well, at the end of the date, you say to the young lady, as per the arrangement, I did not have the evening that I thought I would, or it didn't work out. I apologize if part of it's my fault, but. I think I'd like, we make a joke. I don't know if you saw the movie Casino, where Joe Pesci sits down with the banker and he says, I think I want my money back. It's not quite like that, but you do say to her, I'd appreciate it if you would give me my money back now. She did sign the promissory.
But what a way to end a date. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it wasn't a very fun date anyway. I mean, you might as well get down to business. If you had a great time, it never comes up. It never comes up. I'm only talking about in the event that you sat there, you fed her, you listened to her talk about things that, you just as soon listen to a 10K tone. You don't want to hear... And you're looking at something that ain't all that special. I don't know how you want to say it, but I'm just saying, if you didn't have a good time, well, then you got to get down to business. That's all.
You'd rather listen to a 10K tone, huh?
Well, you know what I'm saying. She's rambling on. You're not interested in what she's got to say, and she doesn't look quite as good as she did when you asked her out. And maybe they should have turned the lights on in the bar. I don't know. But the point that I'm trying to say is, if that's the case, then you need to, get down to business.
Larry Grover with us here on the Phil Hendry Show, Date Night Debit, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole, go ahead.
Hi. I, first of all, just want to say I feel like your dating, whatever it is very degrading. And ever since I've heard you talking, well, all you do is talk down to women.
A couple of ladies say that. I don't know what you mean by that.
First of all, I think it's entrapment or something, having them sign a box and all the details are on the back of the card.
No. It's not entrapment when they sign something that they can read. That's not entrapment.
It was on the other side of the card, though.
Gee, I guess maybe they could flip it over. Are you serious?
But when you open a card, like a birthday card, do you ever flip it over? Like, you read exactly what's on the front, You never flip it over.
No, I don't know what you do, ma'am. I mean, if you put your initials to something, you read it.
You've been talking down to women.
When you sign a contract, you read it. That's not talking down to you. That's telling you basic business sense.
No, I'm not saying you're talking down to me personally the thing.
Are you paying off your TV on time, for instance?
Saying that they're ugly or whatever, turn the lights on to the bar and everything. Like,
what did she say?
The comment you made at the end of the night, if you didn't have a good time, and maybe they should have turned the lights on earlier in the bar.
No, I don't know why the guy didn't have a good time. I'm just speculating.
But what if the girl doesn't have a good time? Why do they have
to pay if the guy ended up seeing it or something? Then all she has to pay is 70%. All she has to pay is 70%.
Why? First of all, where did 70% come from? Why wouldn't it be 50-50?
Well, because he put out the cost. He's the guy that, right, basically, when you invest capital, you're the one taking the risk. But we're not asking for a 100% return. We're only asking for 70.
I also think that it sets the date up for failure, because if you're already looking down upon the date that it's not going to be good, where
is the date
really going to go?
He's simply saying, if it's not going to be good, not that it's going to be good. Now, Nicole, with all due respect to you, I can imagine a guy walking up to your front door. Well,
look, don't get personal with the callers, okay?
Well, I mean, the lady is, I'm not saying anything other than, let's say you and I are going out for the night, Nicole. I walk up to the door, and I say, hi, it's Larry, and you and I met, and we had a good conversation, and you're all ready to go. I give you a beautiful rose, and I pin a corsage to your skirt, or to your dress, or to your blouse, or to your coat. And then I present you a beautiful gold embossed card, And at the very bottom is a small box that you simply put your initials on.
Yeah, but what do you say
it's
to her?
It's all fake, though. It's all fake.
How's
it's
it
all
fake?
Rigged, you know?
What's
like,
rigged?
He isn't actually going out and buying flowers out of the goodness of his heart to give to a girl anyways, you know?
He bought the flowers.
The whole time because she doesn't want to have to pay 70%, and then the whole thing that might be a relationship is fake anyways.
Wait a minute, Larry, I want to follow up. So you go to Nicole. How do you tell her to initial a box?
I say to her, Nicole, this is just a little bit of a business deal between you and I, and you can read the back of the card, but if you'll initial this, this means that if we are, you know, if it doesn't go the way I hoped it would, you will only be liable for 70%.
All right, Nicole, what do you say to that?
I want to know what the statistics are of women that actually go through with it.
No, is that what you'd say to me if I asked you to initial a card?
Oh, no, I would definitely shut the door on you and say, I'm sorry I even wasted my time having conversation with you previously.
Yeah, but I'm only out $35 as opposed to $250.
You know what, though? Like, in the whole thing with the other girl, what she was saying, like, I don't need $250 spent on me. You know what I mean? Like, I can go out to a nice dinner
and spend
$75.
You would have had $250 spent on you had I enjoyed your company. See? That's what you're out. A $250 dinner, bottle of champagne, beautiful ride to Jaguar. What's wrong with that? You'd be surprised at how many women are desperate for a date. Trust me. They'll initial it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true.
All right. Nicole, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover with a date night debit. Here's Tammy. Tammy, go ahead.
Larry, it is no wonder that you are a divorced man. I think that what you're doing is
that's a whole different thing. That had to do with my wife not understanding my political ambitions.
Or your personality to start off
with. Well, we had four children. She loved me enough to have four kids with her.
You know,
15
I would
years
like
with
to know.
Marriage.
What I want to know.
She took off with a guy who was
younger
than me. You'll
stop talking long enough for me to ask this question, is what happens when the date is going fine or seems to be going fine? You get to the door because he takes you home. And he doesn't get what he wants, then all of a sudden he decides he wants his money back.
Well, but who's deciding on this?
What you're saying is that if you don't sleep with him, you have to pay him.
Who's deciding?
That's a load of crap.
Can I ask you a question? Who's deciding that the date went fine?
Well, wait a minute. The lady made a good point.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make if it went fine or not?
Your
whole basis is for wanting his money back.
No, you're saying.
You won't sleep with him.
No, you're saying that the date went fine and then you went to the door. So it went fine for you?
Well, it seems to be going fine for both. Let's just assume that.
Let's just assume that? Yeah, I think you can only assume for yourself. Because it may be going great for you, and meanwhile, he is getting ready to go down and get some bird's eye peas at the frozen food section and do you know what?
Well, you know what?
He's
if you're friendly, if everything's going well,
me.
If
right.
you're not arguing, you're talking, you're having a good conversation,
right.
you're enjoying yourself throughout the evening, and it's apparent on both sides, and he takes you home, and then because maybe you don't want to, like, give in to something you're not ready for, and he decides, oh, well, then the date just turned bad. Now you owe me my money.
Yeah, that's a good question, Lariat.
So the two of you is...
Now, hold on. Let me restate, if you don't mind, Tammy. What Tammy's saying is, you've had a beautiful evening. The conversation's fantastic. Maybe you even held hands. Who knows? Because you're feeling that comfortable with each other. You're talking. You went to a movie. You're being a gentleman. You're walking under the door. But... you're not getting sex.
Understood.
All right, so now you give the lady that you say to her, you know, this has really been a great... What do you say to her?
Well, you say to her, I've had a wonderful time. I'd like to see you again. And you produce the bill. The bill this evening was, say, $300. If I go out with a lady, I go whole hog. And so...
all right, what's 70% of $300? It's what... It's, I don't know what it is. It's $200, let's say, right?
Yes.
She's got to give you $200.
Because I won't sleep with you.
No, because the date didn't go as good as I wanted it to.
Yeah, because you didn't get what you wanted in the end.
Well, what do you find so funny about that?
I think it's nuts.
You
I
said
think it's
that
nuts.
Everything was going
and
great.
I think
well,
somebody with half a brain would not go and spend $200 or $300 on a date with
Wait
somebody
you
on
already
their first date in the first place.
But you
place.
Already signed the card, so you've got no choice. You signed the card at the beginning of the evening. You've got
to
pay.
And then I'll tell you what, he's going to have to take me to small claims court and explain to that judge how come he wants his money back because I wouldn't go to bed with him.
We have a collection arm, and we do
Well, extend it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you've dealt with collection agencies, so when's the last time you took one to court? Yeah, thank you. So, you know, I can tell you.
Wait a minute. It's all right. All right. Anyway, Tammy, thank you.
Well, the lady does not read the fine print. That's her problem. Yeah, ha ha. Boy, I'll tell you what. If you laughed at me, then I'd want the money right there.
I'm laughing at the ridiculousness of what you're saying.
If I'm dropping you off and you go ha ha ha, I'd say okay, give me the $200.
If you dropped me off and you told me that you wanted your money back because I wouldn't have sex with you, I'd knock you out.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I'd say thank you very much.
You may not, but some of those men that are paying you to do that job for them just might very well do that.
No, and I don't think. I think what they're going to say is that they would simply say, you know what, it didn't go the way I hoped it would.
How do you protect the women from the men?
The women are protected because the guy gets his money back. He'll never see you again.
All right. Thanks a lot. 1-800.
See, she's laughing. You laugh at me. All right, let's have it right now. $200. I wouldn't even remind you the card you signed.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mary Grover with us. Date night debit is a process by which you present a lady with a flower when you take her out for the evening and a card, which she initials. She agrees to pay back 70% of the cost of the evening if it was not an enjoyable evening. You had a story you wanted to relate.
Yeah, Phil, this is a story of one of our clients. It was very funny. He went out with a young lady, presented her with the card. She did initial it. They went out for the evening, and they had a wonderful time, he thought. And they got to know each other very well. They talked. They got back to the door, and he leaned down to kiss her, and she sort of, moved away and extended a hand. And she said, I had a very good time. Will you call me? Or will you be calling, I think is what she said. And I got to relate the story because his answer was rather amusing. He said, yeah, I'll be calling. I'll be calling Larry Grover. And we, what he meant by that was he's going to,
He's going to be calling you to get his money back.
That's correct, yes. In fact, we thought it was a good ad. You know, if the night doesn't turn out the way you thought it should, yeah, you'll be calling, all right, calling Larry Grover. And we collect. And when I say we collect, believe me, we get every dime.
1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover's Date Night Debit. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back with Larry Grover. I want to get back to a call. You know Georgia Whitkin? She's a PhD.
I know her.
She wrote a book called It's Not You, It's Him.
Yeah, I know. I know all about it. And I know all about Georgia. We dated. In fact, Georgia is very angry with me. She's a psychiatrist. She's well known. And you know what? She thought it would be funny to sign the card because Georgia fancies herself something really hot. And she signed the card, and when I got back to her apartment that night and I said, I want my money back, boy, it took her breath away because she thinks she's so hot-looking because she's had about $9 million worth of work done on her face alone. And
why are you hostile toward her?
Because she wrote that book, It's Not You, It's Him, meaning it's all the man's fault because he wants value for his dollar.
See, when you say value for his dollar, it makes it sound like you're buying a piece of meat, and that's the point.
No, you're misunderstanding, Phil.
All right, I got to get to a call. 1-800-449-8686. Joanna, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Joanna, go ahead.
Hi. Listen, this is just garbage. Let me tell you, this is like a gigolo's dream, period.
Gigolo?
Half-brained
no gigolo picks up the tab for the night.
That 50% of the date should be hers, right?
No.
The other 20%,
no.
Basically, he's making money off the
deal. He should make 100%.
And he has to feed himself anyways.
100% he should pay for if he has a good time. That's all.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
If you don't think a man should pay for you on a date, then, you know, be my guest.
If he asks you out, then sure.
A man should pay for you, but if he doesn't have a good time, why can't he get some value for his dollar?
Well, why shouldn't a woman get some value for her dollar?
She does.
I mean,
she does. When she pays him back, She'll never hear from him again.
If somebody came up to my door and did this, I would tell him several things. Number one, if you would like a date and you want something out of it, then let's go Dutch.
Well, the guy's already gone before you can give your speech. See, either you sign the card or he's back in the car and the exhaust hasn't even settled while you're getting your first sentence out.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, look, the lady is saying that it's an insult.
I get it.
It is.
Joanna, let me ask you this. If I came up to your door and I said, hello, Joanna, I'm Larry, you and I are going to go out, would you just please sign this card, read the fine print, and let's get it out of the way. Let's just get the messy stuff out of the way, and let's go out and have some fun.
You know what I would tell you? I'd say, why don't you go back to your car and you can wank her off on your own?
I didn't understand that. What?
I'd tell you, you could go back to your car and wank her off on your own. Then I could find somebody much more worthwhile.
Wank her?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, in that case, I'd say, thank God you didn't sign the card.
Oh, and I'd say, thank God I didn't as well. Because
yeah, and I'd
you
say, thank God you didn't, and I'd say, thank God you didn't, too.
Now, back to the business deal of it.
I'd have the last
money
word.
Off of this.
What are you talking about, make money?
Well, basically, if a man has to eat, and we know how men eat anyways, right?
Yeah, at the Y.
So if he has his own meal,
okay.
Right, and you pay the extra 20%,
we know how
basically
many.
The chick's buying
and that's
the uniform.
Why, if a guy went out with you, he'd starve to death.
No,
if you know what
I'm
talking
darn good
about.
Cook.
Yeah, okay. Just north of the Hershey Highway. Eat at the Y.
Great.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?